President Donald Trump signed an executive order targeting Iran's supreme leader, seeking to put additional pressure on the country's economy.
The supreme leader of Iran is one who ultimately is responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime.
The move comes amid rising concerns about a potential armed confrontation between the two nations. U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to shooting down a U.S. drone last week. Trump says this is a proportionate response for Iran's actions.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint. And that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance, give it a good chance.
Late last week, President Trump said he had canceled a retaliatory strike against several Iranian targets. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Ansem Nusiga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaru Kebede, has also died. We have this full story on voanews.com. The 2026 Winter Olympic Games will be held in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Milan beat Stockholm for the right to host the Games in 7 years' time after a vote by the International Olympic Committee. This is the second time in 20 years the Olympics will return to the Alpine country. This is VOA News. The opposition candidate for mayor of Istanbul celebrated a landmark win Sunday in a closely watched